Boot camp. It's a military term that has more recently risen to the level of popular modern lingo through famous fitness programs, a youth-based novel, a reality TV show, and a movie, as well as hip-hop music and even a computer training utility. And while the term boot camp has found its way into today's pop culture, it's the original meaning of the word that I want to consider here in our study this morning. You see, the term actually originated during the Spanish-American War era, when enlisted sailors wore leggings called boots. And before being deployed, they would wear their boots during training, and they would be equipped with their boots on to go and fight the enemy. And these special military camps that they would be trained at, well, they were called boot camps. Since then, every branch of our military has developed their own version of a boot camp where new recruits are equipped and trained to run and crawl, climb and fight, all the while wearing their military-issued boot camps, or combat boots, excuse me. It's in similar fashion that Paul encouraged those who have enlisted in the Lord's army to learn how to engage the enemy while wearing our new combat boots. That's right. The Lord has given us spiritual combat boots, or what I'm calling this morning, spiritual shoes of stability. And as Christian soldiers in the Lord's army, we must learn how to engage the enemy while wearing our spiritual combat boots. This morning we find ourselves in the middle of an 8-week series on the subject of spiritual warfare, and it's titled Winning the War Against Wickedness. It was 3 weeks ago that we began this series from Ephesians chapter 6, and we first considered our need to recognize a few key principles about the spiritual battle that we find ourselves in. And during that first study, we saw how every Christian must first recognize that our authority as Christian soldiers come from the Lord Jesus Christ, because we must understand that we have enlisted in the Lord's army. We also considered how we must recognize that our adversary, our enemy, is the devil. And the devil has methods of deception and minions of demons. Finally, we took the time to recognize that our armaments are specifically designed to help us to win this war against wickedness, specifically designed to provide believers with spiritual armor and spiritual ammunitions. Well, then in our study 2 weeks ago, we began to examine the spiritual armor that Paul listed there in Ephesians chapter 6. And we began that study by studying the belt of truth. And it was during that study that we considered how the belt of truth first fixes our focus by tying up the loose-ended thoughts that divert our minds with doubtful distractions and false feelings. Then we saw how the belt of truth also secures our strength by protecting the core beliefs and the vital doctrines that we've embraced as believers. Finally, in that study, we examined the way that the belt of truth readies our response by giving us easy access to the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Then in our study last week, we examined the breastplate of righteousness. And we saw how that breastplate of righteousness helps us to win the war against wickedness, because it protects our easily deceived inner man by covering our core with Christ's righteousness. We also considered how the breastplate of righteousness helps us to win the war against wickedness because it compounds our courage, protecting us from every wicked weapon and adversarial accusation. Finally, in that study, we saw how the breastplate of righteousness helps us to win the war against wickedness because it confirms our calling in the Lord's army. Well, now, here in our study today, we're going to consider the importance of the third piece of spiritual armor. The third piece of spiritual armor, which I'm calling the shoes of stability. And as we continue this study of Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to see how these spiritual shoes provide us with three strategic benefits. So first of all, this morning in our text, we'll see that the shoes of stability fashion our feet. The second thing we'll learn in our study this morning is that the shoes of stability establish our stance. And finally, this morning in our study, we'll see how the shoes of stability corrects our course. With this as our outline, let's jump into our text, beginning here in Ephesians 6, verse 10. where Paul revealed how the shoes of stability fashion our feet. Here in Ephesians 6, looking at verse 10, Paul writes, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Well, it's here in verse 15, we find Paul pointing us to the third armament that God has given to those who trust in Jesus Christ. While he didn't give us a catchy name like the belt of truth or the breastplate of righteousness, it seems fairly clear from the text that Paul was comparing this third piece of spiritual armor to the sandals of the Roman soldier when he wrote about having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We should remember that Paul was under arrest in Rome as he wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus. And so there's good reason to believe that Paul was staring straight at a Roman soldier in full military armor. And there are actually those who believe that he was actually chained to a Roman soldier. And so he became intimately aware, fully understanding the armor of the Roman soldier. It was with this armor in mind, and as he looked at the shoes of the sandals of the Roman soldier that he was chained to, he began to write about having our feet shod or fastened with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And therefore, I believe that in order to better understand what Paul was suggesting when he wrote about these spiritual shoes, we should take a moment to consider the features and the functions of the Roman soldier sandals. And as we do, we'll compare these practical features and functions to the military sandals. We'll take the military sandals, actually, and we'll compare them to the spiritual sandals that God has given to every Christian soldier. And so let's begin by examining the practical nature of the Roman soldier's sandals. And the first feature of these shoes that I want to consider has to do with the difference between fashion and fashion. Let me explain what I mean. You see, on the one hand, there are many people who are simply seeking stylish shoes when they go shoe shopping. In other words, they're more worried about being fashionable than they are about being functional. And as a result, many people, pardon me, but many women, end up buying shoes that are stylish and fashionable and look great, but at the same time, they're very, 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 very painful. As a matter of fact, research from Britain revealed that almost one-third of women suffered permanent pain from wearing stylish shoes. More than that, more than one-third have actually fallen and hurt themselves while wearing this fashionable footwear. Not so for the Roman soldier. The Roman soldier wasn't going to wear a shoe that was uncomfortable. The military shoes worn by Roman soldiers weren't designed for fashion. They weren't thinking, I wonder what will go with this tunic and this breastplate. They weren't shopping for something that looked snazzy. They weren't following current trends or styles. You see, the military shoes worn by Roman soldiers weren't designed for fashion, but rather to fashion. The second use of this word fashion, well, it refers to the purpose for which something was made. And we see that the Roman soldier sandals, they weren't designed according to popular fashion trends or the style of dress of that day, but instead they were designed specifically for the purpose of being victorious in battle. That was the purpose of the shoes, to help them to be victorious against their enemy. Think about it like this. When you go to the gym, you need shoes that are fashioned for exercise. Don't go to the gym wearing 9-inch stilettos. Don't go to the gym wearing your steel-toed work boots. It doesn't make sense. You won't work out very long. You need training shoes. You need athletic shoes when you go to the gym if you are going to last and have a good workout. You need shoes that have been fashioned for exercise. And if you work around heavy equipment, then you shouldn't show up to work wearing flimsy casual shoes. Don't show up to work wearing those cheap flip-flops. Because if a heavy piece of equipment happens to fall on your foot, you'd be hurting for certain. No, you need shoes, work shoes that have been fashioned with steel-toed protection and superior support if you work around heavy equipment. It's with this understanding in mind that the soldiers of the first century, well, they also chose to wear shoes that were actually designed or fashioned according to their daily responsibilities. So let's take a minute to compare the design of the soldiers' sandals to the spiritual shoes that Paul was writing about here in Ephesians chapter 6. The first thing that we should consider is the system of straps that the soldiers used to fasten their military shoes onto their feet. The reason why this is so important is because when we talk about sandals, well, we typically think about those $10 flip-flops that fall off our feet the very second that we increase the speed of our stride. You know the ones that I'm talking about, the sandals that have caused actually more injuries in the last couple of years than any other shoe, because the minute they get a little bit wet, you start slipping and sliding around on them. You slide and you crack an ankle over, and those shoes would not be good to go to war in. We shouldn't imagine that these Roman soldiers were putting on a cheap pair of flip-flops and going off to battle. It's not the sort of sandals that we're talking about. It'll help to understand that the sandals that the soldiers wore in the first century, they're nothing like those cheap flip-flops that we put on every summer. As a matter of fact, the Roman soldiers' sandals were fashioned with a system of leather straps that were used to secure the shoes in place even while standing toe-to-toe against their foe. I can only imagine that these sandals were fashioned to provide the Roman soldier with a sense of stability, simply because they knew that their protective shoes were secured fastly and fastened onto their feet. It's in similar fashion that we must understand that every believer in the Lord's army should also enjoy spiritual stability while standing against the Satan's schemes, simply because our feet have been fastened with the spiritual shoes that have been fashioned for the fight. And just as the Roman soldier would go out to battle secure in his mind, knowing that his shoes are going to stay on his feet and that they've been fashioned for the duty in front of him, we too can have that sense of stability to know that our spiritual shoes have been fastened to our feet by Jesus Christ and fashioned for the fight before us. Check out verse 15 and I'll show you what I mean. Take a look there in the middle of verse 15, because I want to focus on that one strange word, shod. It's not a word that we regularly use, and so it'll help us to understand that when Paul told the Christians in Ephesus that they had shod their feet, he was actually using a Greek word that means to bind under oneself, or to fasten up under, or to fasten on. It's with this definition in mind that Paul seemed to be suggesting that these spiritual shoes, which have been fashioned to help us to win the war against wickedness, have been fastened to our feet by faith in Christ. Now, I can't help but to remember the times when I was a child and it was time for new shoes. My mom would take me to the mall and we would go to the Buster Brown shoe store. And there in the shoe store, a salesman would come and want to determine two important things. First of all, he'd want to know what the shoes were for. He wanted to know what kind of shoes we needed. Were they casual shoes or were they dress shoes? Were they for athletics or for dress? So he'd want to know what kind of shoes that we needed. What was the fashion of the shoe, or what were they fashioned for? Then after discovering the style of shoe, he would reach for that shiny silver measuring device. You know the one. And he'd put my foot into that measuring device, and he would take those little bars and press them around my feet, and he would measure my feet to ensure a perfect fit for my brand new shoes. And after gathering that information, the salesman would then disappear behind that mysterious curtain. only to then reappear with a brand new pair of shoes that would be fit and fashioned according to my needs. Then he would slip my feet into the shoes and lace them up so tightly, but not too tight. But it just felt so good to have that new pair of shoes on my feet, firmly fastened and fashioned for my needs. I honestly felt like I could jump higher on those days. I felt like I could run faster, and I would zip around the mall afterwards with my new pair of shoes on, excited to get out and play. It's with the same enthusiasm that every Christian ought to feel, that sense of excitement, because the Lord has fastened our feet with spiritual shoes. Spiritual shoes that have been perfectly fashioned to help us to fight the good fight of faith. And we should feel that sense of stability to know that He's fastened them on perfectly. And He's fashioned them perfectly for the fight before us. We should feel that sense of spiritual stability to know that the Lord has created those shoes for us and has put them on our feet so that we can move forward to win this war against wickedness. And so the shoes of stability, they've been designed to fashion our feet for the fight so that we might win this war against wickedness. Secondly, the shoes of stability have also been given to establish our stance. One thing that every military strategist must always consider is the condition of the ground upon which the war will be waged. And the reason why this is so important is due to the fact that a soldier who is struggling to traverse a tricky terrain is likely to lose ground and possibly even lose the fight. For example, consider the 1917 Battle of Passchendaele. It was during this epic battle that Britain's commander-in-chief, Sir Douglas Haig, was attempting to break through Flanders when the battlefield became saturated with the heaviest rain that the region had seen in 30 years. And as a result, the area in Flanders effectively became a swamp. That's why this campaign became known as the Battle of Mud. One historian even reported that the tanks were stuck in the mud and the infantry soldiers were unable to advance their position simply because the Brits weren't prepared to fight this battle while standing knee-deep in the mud. The conditions of the battlefield changed and they weren't prepared for it. I can't help but consider how we probably feel the same way when it comes to our war against wickedness. At one minute, we're fighting the good fight of faith and we feel secure and stable and we feel strong and we're winning the war. And then boom, crack, down comes the rain. And the battlefield that we were standing on changes. We don't feel stable anymore. We don't feel secure anymore. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves knee-deep in the mud, slipping and sliding and backsliding into sin. Rather than standing our ground against the enemy, we begin to lose the fight. If this is where you find yourself this morning, then it's time to learn how to stand your ground by wearing the shoes of stability. Check out verse 15 again, because here in Ephesians 6:15, Paul says, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Here in this verse, Paul encouraged us to fasten our feet with preparedness. I like the way that the translators of the New Living Translation rendered the verse. They put it like this: "For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared." Now, I should point out that this word prepared or preparation, it's been translated from a Greek word which referred to the act of preparing a road for a dignitary so that it was easily traveled. For example, consider that if the President of the United States were coming to visit Austin, Texas, the city would begin to prepare for the official visit. And they would map out the roads that the president would travel on. They would map those roads out for security purposes, but also so that road crews could go and patch all the potholes along that route. They're not going to allow the president to travel on a road that's filled with potholes. And so they would prepare the road. They would prepare the road for the official visit. Now, it's with this idea in mind, with this definition of this word preparedness in mind, that I want to switch gears from considering the way that we prepare our pathways in our own hometown for a dignitary. I want to switch gears to, and consider the way that a Roman soldier would then prepare the path before them as they went to war. You see, when it was time to engage the enemy on foreign soil, the Romans didn't send out a road crew before the military. The Romans wouldn't send out a road crew to fix the roads before the soldiers so that they could have just a nice pathway to march upon as they went to war. No, there was no time for that. There was no time to go fix potholes along the way. And so instead of preparing the path before them, the Roman soldiers would simply prepare their sandals for every type of terrain. They did this by hammering rows of hobnails through the soles of their military sandals, which would then turn their shoes into makeshift cleats. As a result, these makeshift cleats, these sandals with nails sticking through the soles, they would provide the soldier with greater traction, which in turn enabled him to stand his ground by establishing his stance wherever and whenever. With this in mind, we should consider how our spiritual shoes of stability have also been designed to establish our stance so that we can win the war against wickedness. For we should take a moment to compare these military cleats to our spiritual shoes of stability. And in order to do so, we must understand that this word preparedness, it also can refer to the act of preparing the mind. Or in other words, Paul was telling us to ready our minds. Prepare your mind. We do this by fastening our feet with these spiritual shoes of stability. And the way that we do this, consider this. The way that we do this is by spending time hammering the hobnails of biblical truth into the soles of our spiritual shoes. Think about it like this. When you first trusted in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, at that point in time, you received your spiritual shoes of stability, which enabled you to stand against the schemes of Satan. That was a good day. It was a good day to receive these shoes of stability so that you could begin to win the war against wickedness in your own life. But then, as a new believer, you began to learn about the empowering of the Holy Spirit. And maybe you went to a Bible study, or maybe you were studying the book of Acts, or maybe you were studying the book of Ephesians, and you read some of those verses about how the Holy Spirit comes along and gives us the spiritual power to fight the good fight of faith. And as you learned that new truth, you added another Christian cleat to your shoes of stability. And as a result, you became more established in your spiritual stance. And then you discovered that you could enter into the throne room of God the Father at any time through prayers of faith. And as you learned that, you added another Christian cleat into your shoes of stability. And as a result, you became more established in your spiritual stance as you would enter into the throne room at every point, seeking the Lord in His grace. Listen, every time that we learn something new about the Lord God who loves us, we continue adding Christian cleats to our shoes of stability. We continue hammering the hobnails of God's truth into the soles of our shoes, and as a result, we become more and more and more established in our spiritual stance. It's with the same understanding that King David praised the Lord by saying, "You make my feet like the feet of a deer." You see, a deer can stand strong and solid on any terrain. God designed the feet of a deer to be able to traverse any terrain. King David was praising him because it was the truth of God, the truth of his love, the truth of his grace that caused David to feel so stable on his spiritual feet. And David declared, "You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed." David praised the Lord for providing him with spiritual shoes of stability. Likewise, we too should praise the Lord We should praise the Lord because every time we learn something new about Him, every time we discover a new truth, every time we read something that we didn't know before, and all of a sudden we discover that the Lord's love for us is more magnificent than we ever knew before, our stance becomes more secure as we continue to add cleats into our spiritual shoes. And with these shoes of stability, having an established stance, we continue to win this war against wickedness. And so the shoes of stability have been designed to fashion our feet for the fight, so that we might win the war against wickedness. And we see that the shoes of stability have been given to establish our stance so that we can win this war against wickedness by standing against the schemes of Satan. And finally, we discover that the shoes of stability have been supplied in order to correct our course. And as we begin to consider what this means to have shoes that will correct our course, we must consider how there are deserters in every war. In other words, when it comes to the question of fight or flight, there are many soldiers who will choose to simply go AWOL. For example, according to service records, the desertion rate for the American soldiers of the War of 1812, well, it was 12.7%. Almost 13% of the soldiers that went to war during the War of 1812 deserted their company. There was, when it came to World War II, during the 3.5 years that we engaged the enemy in World War II, there were over 21,000 U.S. military personnel who were convicted and sentenced for desertion. 21,000 U.S. soldiers who left their company. And according to the Pentagon, there have been 40,000 deserters from all the branches of the military since the turn of the millennia. Now, understand, it's not my intention to call these deserters cowards. I certainly am not here to make fun of them or to second-guess their decisions to leave their company, because I can't even imagine the high level of anxiety and fear that comes along with engaging an enemy combatant. I can't imagine the fear that someone would go through as they are deployed and sent somewhere to foreign soil with gun in hand, ready to engage an enemy. I'm sure the anxiety would just fill the heart, that fear would just fill the mind. As a matter of fact, in his book, Desertion and the American Soldier, author Robert Fatina revealed that two of the most common reasons for desertion are the inability to adjust to military life and the horror of war. Without a doubt, soldiers are scared as they're sent to engage the enemy. And without a doubt, there will be those on the battlefield who allow their anxiety and their fear to take control, and as a result, they might go run and hide in a hole, or they might run away altogether, but regardless of what their choice is, they end up separated from their company and off course in the war. It's with this problem in mind that several pharmaceutical companies have set out to create a drug which will help to create super soldiers. These pharmaceutical companies are attempting to create a drug that will remove those feelings of anxiety and fear so that soldiers can stay with their company and continue on course with fearless focus. Now, these guys are going to try to overcome the natural inclinations of the human brain with some sort of chemical concoction. But I want to suggest that there's a better way to bring peace into the mind of an anxious soldier. I want to let you in on a little secret. Because according to Paul, the Lord has given us shoes of stability which fill our hearts with peace, even in the midst of war. The Lord has given us shoes of stability to keep us on course in the company of Jesus Christ. Check out verse 15 there, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Here in Ephesians 6:15, Paul writes, "Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Christian, consider that when Paul revealed that we've fastened our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, He was suggesting that believers are standing upon the good news of God's salvation. That our shoes are actually made up of the good news of peace. Now, in order to more fully understand the benefits of this peace, let's take a moment to examine the phrase gospel of peace. First of all, we must understand that the word gospel, it comes from the Greek word euangelion, which refers to the good news. It refers to the good news that salvation has been provided through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and then received by faith in Him. This is the good news. Now, if I came along and I said, here's the good news, God wants to save you and you have to keep all of the law to receive that salvation. Is that good news? No. That's not good news at all. That's very bad news. Because we can't keep all of the law. Now, the good news is that salvation is a free gift that's given to those who will simply trust in Christ's finished work. It's good news. We should also understand that the word peace found there in verse 15, it comes from the Greek word eirene, and it refers to the tranquil state of a soul that's assured of its salvation through Christ, and so no longer fearing the punishment of God. The tranquil state of the soul that's assured of its salvation. That's the kind of peace that we have as Christians. We have a soul that's been assured of our salvation because we've received by faith the good news that Jesus Christ has paid for our sins. And this gospel of peace, this good news that our soul has been assured of salvation, this is the peace that we can walk in, even in the midst of a spiritual war. And when we find ourselves engaging an immaterial enemy, we don't have to have hearts that are filled with fear. We don't have to have minds that are filled with anxiety. But we can walk in the shoes of stability, the shoes that are made up of the gospel of peace. With these definitions of gospel and peace in mind, with these ideas in mind, Paul seemed to be suggesting that those who have trusted in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins can now walk in the tranquil state of God's peace because we fastened our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It's with this understanding in mind that the scholars of the English Standard Version translated this verse like this: as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Darby's translation puts it like this: and shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace. And so we see then that the spiritual shoes that the Lord has fastened to our feet have been designed to help us enjoy His peace, even in the middle of a spiritual war. Therefore, we must learn. We must learn how to allow the peace of God to direct our steps and to correct our course when we have those feelings of going AWOL. Without a doubt, as Christians in the Lord's army, as soldiers in company with Christ, there will be those times when the enemy will come and lie to us and make us feel like running away, running and hiding, leaving the company of Christ. And it's in those times that we must walk in the shoes of stability so that we can walk in the good news of peace. Now, in order to better understand what I mean, let's turn to Isaiah 26. Now, as you turn to Isaiah 26, we should consider how easy it is to become overwhelmed with anxiety and fear while fighting the good fight of faith. For example, consider that there are those times when the Lord God will call you to witness to your boss or even your coworker. And as you hear the Lord calling you to witness to your boss or to your coworker, all of a sudden, your heart begins to fill up with fear. You know the task that the Lord has set before you. You know what he's calling you to do. But then you start thinking, well, if I do that, I might lose my job. And if I lose my job, then I can't feed my family. And if I can't feed my family, then I'm a bad mom or a bad dad. And all of a sudden, we're overwhelmed with fear and we grow concerned and confused about the correct course of action. Maybe sometimes you feel like God is calling you to sign up for a ministry and serve here in the church. And as you think about that, as you think about, hey, I could sign up for this ministry or that ministry, and I feel like God is calling me to do this or that, to serve one another, next thing you know, your heart begins to fill with anxiety as you consider the extra commitment. And you begin to wonder, well, how am I going to take care of the kids? And how am I going to have free time? And how? You become overwhelmed with anxiety to consider one more commitment on your plate. As a result, you end up completely confused about the correct course of action. Or maybe you believe that God is calling you to confess your faults, that you had done someone wrong, a brother or sister in Christ, you'd hurt their feelings, and God is calling you to go back to them and to apologize and to reconcile. As soon as you feel like the Lord is calling you to that, another thought pops up in your mind, and you start to worry about relational rejection, that they're not going to receive your apology, that they're not going to receive you as a friend again. And so you end up completely confused about the correct course of action. Or maybe you know that you're supposed to sign up for that retreat or sign up for that small group Bible study and become more intimate with other Christians. Maybe you feel like the Lord is calling you to relationships of accountability. Women, maybe the Lord is calling you to have an accountability relationship with another woman. Or men, maybe the Lord is calling you to be accountable to another man. And as you consider that, as you think about that new level of intimacy, as you begin to think about that new level of accountability, you become paralyzed with fear. And as a result, you end up completely confused about the correct course of action. Christian, the Lord is going to call us to taking new steps, to advancing in our position, to growing closer to Him. And we must understand that all along the way, the enemies of our soul will do everything in their power to keep us from sharing our faith with unbelievers. The enemy is going to do everything in their power. The devil and his demons will do everything they can to keep us from plugging in and serving God and being accountable. The enemy will whisper in your ear anything he can so that you will allow anxiety and fear to keep you from moving forward. And when they whisper those thoughts of fear into our ear, listen, it's the shoes of stability that keep us on course in the company of Christ, in the peace of God. That's exactly what Isaiah is talking about here in Isaiah 26. Look there, beginning at verse 3, where Isaiah declares, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. For he brings down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it down to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy." Christian, whatever the Lord is calling you to this morning, whatever that thing is that's before you, that looks like a high and lofty mountain that you could never climb, whatever that is before you that is causing you great anxiety and much fear, to think that you could never get past that tall wall, the Lord would say, you keep walking forward in the shoes of stability. He's going to bring that mountain down. He's going to tear that wall down if you will continue walking forward. If you will continue to where the shoes of stability fighting the good fight of faith. Isaiah is saying that those who will keep their minds stayed on the Lord will have peace as they progress. You will have peace as you move forward. And when it's all said and done, you will have said, hey, the Lord did it. The Lord brought the mountain down. The Lord removed the obstacle. And you just enjoyed his peace all along the path. As a result, we can stay on course in the Lord's company and win the war against wickedness. It's with the same sentiment that Paul encouraged the Christians in Philippi to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Christian, listen, whenever you feel fear filling your heart, you must use that as a red flag and go, aha, I'm off course. I'm off course. No longer in the company of Jesus Christ. Because those who are walking in the company of Christ will enjoy the resulting peace. If you lose your peace, then you've gone AWOL. If you no longer have peace in your life, you're no longer walking in the shoes of stability. Because you no longer have the gospel of peace fastened to your feet. If you lose your peace, then it's time to allow the shoes of stability to correct your course and bring you back where you can keep your mind stayed on Jesus Christ, letting your requests be made known to him, of course, but being anxious for nothing and allowing the peace of God to guard our hearts from all fear and all anxiety. And when the anxiety begins to fill our minds again, then it's certain that we're leaving the good fight. We're going AWOL. We're running away. So let it stand as a red flag to bring you back to trust in Christ. When the Lord calls you to share your faith, then don't allow fear to knock you off course. But instead, allow the shoes of stability to correct your course, bring you back to the Lord, where you can spend some time in prayer or studying his word, seeking his direction, and allow his peace to guide you and to keep you on course. And when the Lord calls you to step up and serve one another, don't allow anxiety to knock you off course, but instead allow the shoes of stability to correct your course by keeping you in the peace of God. And when the Lord calls you to reconcile with a brother or a sister in Christ and is calling you to confess your sins to them, don't allow fear to knock you off course, but instead allow the shoes of stability to correct your course by keeping you in the peace of God. Christians, when anxiety and when fear begin to take over your lives, we must learn to return to the Lord. We must allow the lack of peace to direct us back to Jesus. And with the shoes of stability on, return back to the gospel of peace. And remember that he will fill our hearts with the tranquility, the peace that we need to keep moving forward and fighting the good fight of faith. Then, wearing the shoes of stability, we can win the war against wickedness every moment of every day. And so then we see that the Lord has provided us with combat boots, spiritual combat boots. He's provided us with the shoes of stability that we need to fight the good fight of faith. And having put on these spiritual shoes by faith in Christ, we also receive the benefits of spiritual stability. Because the shoes of stability, well, they've been designed to fashion our feet for the good fight of faith. They've been designed to fashion our feet for spiritual war, so that with all spiritual stability, we can win the war against wickedness. The shoes of stability have also been given to establish our stance so that we can stand against the schemes of Satan and win this war against wickedness. And the shoes of stability have been supplied to every Christian in order to correct our course, so that when we find ourselves going AWOL because of fear and anxiety, the shoes of stability will guide us back to the gospel of peace, so that we can walk in the perfect peace of God. And in this way, we can win the war against wickedness. Christian, listen, having fastened our feet with the shoes of stability, let's continue to press forward. Let's continue to stand our ground and stand against the schemes of Satan, so that we can win the war against wickedness.